Rwandan troops have made progress pushing back armed groups in northern Mozambique since being deployed there 2 months ago. Their rapid success has raised concerns about the effectiveness of Mozambique's own security forces. Rwanda sent about 1,000 soldiers into the resource-rich Cabo Delgado province back in July. And alongside local forces, they're helping people travel safely to and from the town of Palma that's suffered some of the worst violence. Let's take a closer look at the growing security threat in the region. Conflict there has escalated in northern Mozambique since an insurgency back in 2017. The government says ISIL-linked fighters are operating in parts of Cabo Delgado province, destroying villages and kidnapping people. An armed group known locally as Al-Shabaab in Mozambique is behind much of the conflict. Their fighters have been intensifying raids across villages in Cabo Delgado over the past 4 years. But the government security forces have also been accused of grave human rights violations. Amnesty International says there is evidence of them torturing prisoners and dismembering opposition fighters. The violence has killed more than 3,000 people so far and displaced over 670,000. Let's bring in Borges Namire. He is a research consultant at the Institute for Security Studies. He joins us via Skype from Maputo. Many thanks for joining the program. It does sound like the Rwandan army has achieved more in just a few days than the Mozambique army managed an entire year. Why do you think that is?
Well, that's true. Rwandan have done in just 2 months what Mozambican could not do in almost 4 years. And that's simple to assert. It's because Rwandan are better prepared to face the insurgents. They have better equipment, weapons. They have a better intelligence. And they have the men better prepared compared to Mozambican. That's simple to answer.
Why is the Rwandan government getting involved? I mean, they say it's for humanitarian reasons, but is there an ulterior motive?
Well, that's much complex to explain. Rwandan, they say they are here because of international solidarity to assist Mozambican people. That's very beautiful to hear, but we all understand that there might be, an own interest to Rwanda. So how we can understand it? We'll understand first that the Rwandans are not in all the province of Cabo Delgado, but they are all present in two districts, Palma and Musimwa da Praia. And those are the most important districts in terms of LNG project, while the 2 billion, the 20 billion USD LNG project is in Palma. Musimwa da Praia is important for logistics. So everything that we see now, it's like Rwandan are there to protect, to create and protect a security perimeter of LNG facility to allow the French company Total to come back to Palma and operate.
Okay, so the Rwandan army have been successful in pushing back some of this Islamic threat, terrorist threat. So what happens now? Do the Rwandans continue to have a base there to continue keeping the threat out?
Yes, Rwandan keep the operations in Mozambique, but also shall not ignore the presence of the SADC force, SAMIM, who are engaged in several districts compared to the Rwandans. Rwandans are now operating in only two districts, while the SADC force are present in almost five districts. So the joint of international force, which will make up around seven African countries, are all of them operating in that region alongside with the Mozambican force.
How do the locals feel about the Rwandan presence there?
Well, ordinary citizens, they feel comfortable. Ordinary citizens, they feel happy that they can see some strong men and women on the ground protecting them and their properties. We cannot deny that. But when it comes to the political level, opposition, press, and some academic people, they are concerned about the agreement which brought the Rwandans to Mozambique, because that is not public. So people are questioning for how long are they going to stay, what is their role, what they can do, what are their powers. So we will say that there is a mixed view. Ordinary citizens are happy. They just need someone who can protect them. But when it comes to the elite and some academic people, politicians, they are questioning, what are they doing here? What is the agreement? The agreement which brought the Rwandan to Mozambique is not public now. It didn't go through the parliament. So there is a concern about what will come in the future when the situation of the security situation is solved. Then what will be the bill that Mozambique will have to pay back to Rwanda?
Very interesting to get your thoughts. Borges Namire speaking to us there from Maputo.